For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Touring production, a Broadway musical at Shays. It's Pippin. Anthony, you've not only seen it, but you know a little bit about the stars.
The star's original star was John Rubinstein. I saw the original 1972 production as a teenager, and he's touring with this. It was done in 1972, famously directed by Bob Fosse. Wonderful score by Stephen Schwartz. I think really his best score. He also wrote a little show you might have heard of called Wicked, and another called Godspell. But these are the songs for which he is most admired. It's a very slim story about a medieval prince named Pippin who is searching for himself, which was very big in 1972.
Yes, it was.
Bob Fosse brilliantly concocted a very entertaining show around this. And then in 2013, they put a brand new stamp at it, setting it under the big top of a circus with lots of acrobatics and eye candy. And so that's what they've done. But for the tour, John Rubinstein, the original Pippin, is playing Pippin's father Charlemagne, and I found this out recently. Berta, the grandmother, is played by Priscilla Lopez. Do you know who that is?
I feel like I should.
You should know who this is. She was in the original chorus line. She sang "I Felt Nothing." She introduced "What I Did for Love."
Get out.
She was the original Diana Morales, and she won a Tony Award for A Day in Hollywood and Night in the Ukraine. She's had a very important career. She appeared in the original production of Nilo Cruz's Pulitzer Prize winning play Anna in the Tropics, and she appeared in the original production of Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights. He subsequently wrote Hamilton, Broadway sensation. And so she is here.
So she's like Broadway royalty.
She is Broadway royalty, and she's playing the grandmother, Berta. She will sing No Time at All, and Buffalo is her final performance in the role. She's going to leave the company after Buffalo. So this is a rare opportunity on so many levels to see this delightful show with these astonishing Broadway performers.
Are there any age recommendations or good for the whole family? Or?
There are sexually frank situations in Pippin. 17-year-old would love it.
Say no more.
You can judge for your own 13-year-old.
Over at the Alleyway, Speak No Evil opened last night. It's all about, I guess, living in a world that goes beyond political correctness. You can only say nice things. So, of course, insults become the absolute addictive substance.
I did get out and around town over the past week. I saw the Irish Classical Theatre Company production of Arthur Miller's All My Sons, a very emotional performance of unusually operatic Peter Palmisano and Josie DiVincenzo in the central roles.
It's pretty intense.
But these people are, I think of them as rather cold. Not in this case, and I also caught Killian Dhu, a play that focuses on the issue of abortion rights being done at Subversive Theatre.
But you were saying it really goes beyond just the story of abortion rights.
It's about two women who are in radically different ways oppressed by patriarchal society, and it really invites the question, if you do not have the right to control your own body, what rights do you have? The central character is played by Kate Elena as Dhu. She is an actress who frequently has a quality that she seems tentative to me, and yet for this role, that quality was perfection. It lends itself very well to the character Dhu, who is a woman who is tentative about many aspects of her life, even as she seems fully committed, and then Kelly Booth as Keely.
Keely and Dhu, Manny Fried Playhouse, and a one night only. It's this Monday, January 25th at 7:30 at the Alleyway. And it's BUA Sings, a musical review hosted by Jimmy Janowski.
Jimmy Janowski and Carrie Kate Abel together again. That's something to see. I understand that they're going to sing Bosom Buddies, a song for which they're well suited. And they will be singing songs from past musicals of BUA celebrating the company's anniversary.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.